That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
How much longer do we have to put up with this springtime weather?
Oh, man.
Can't stand it.
I know.
Goodness. 60 degrees, 60 degrees, 60 degrees.
Crazy.
And I heard Monday it's going to be 70.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's absurd.
Let's go back to the good old days of zero.
And four. Yeah. I like four. That's four. My favorite temperature.
Four. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. That's Dan. That's Ian. We're happy to have you here. And, of course, you're welcome to be a part of the show at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Later on, Joe Hipperson will be here to talk movies, Bill Cleveland, Mike Evans, the Harris Challenge, Knuckleheads in the News. My goodness, it's a busy Friday.
Always.
That's every Friday on this show. I would like to start the show today by talking about bacon.
All right.
Anybody object?
No. Meat candy.
The people at Oscar Mayer have come out with a new app for your iPhone that will wake you up with the smell of bacon.
The smell?
Wait a minute.
There's a little attachment that they have that attaches to the bottom of your iPhone where you would normally plug it in. Then you set your alarm using the app, and at the appointed time, the alarm goes off and mimics the sound of crackling bacon. You wake up to that in the morning, and not only do you get the sound, the attachment shoots out several puffs of bacon smell.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. How do it do that?
Now, I remember 2 years ago telling a story about a Japanese company that had come out with a home device that you can program it to give you various pleasant smells to wake you up in the morning, like an aromatherapy thing.
Yeah.
But that was a separate device. It wasn't hooked up to your phone. This is an attachment for your phone. But I have this question for you. When you have that app go off in the morning, aren't you going to want bacon?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no payoff. What's the point of smelling bacon?
Because as wonderful as the aroma of bacon is, all it makes you do is want to eat bacon.
Mm-hmm. And apparently John Carney talked about this. Someone just called in disgust that John Carney talked about this already. But
oh, my goodness.
Oh, in disgust that we're talking about it after John
because,
did?
Oh, my goodness. Because
the horrors.
But our
did he also talk
it,
about the fact that it's 60 degrees outside? I don't want to step on his toes.
He may.
Here's something John Carney didn't say today. It's 317 at the Big 550. You happy?
Yeah.
317 at the Big 550.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm
wait,
wrong.
There's the cliff right
there. Wrong. That was very good, quick work getting into the archives and finding that. Nice job.
Wow.
So, yeah, you have to make the bacon yourself if you want to eat it, but you get the app and...
You know what? I thought it was fun for a while when this bacon craze started and everything, all the products involving bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And I even enjoy the bacon donut from Old Town Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've reached the end of its run. I think we've jumped
stuff?
The shark, as somebody has coined the phrase. Yeah. Jump the shark. Yes, I think it's just ridiculous now. I mean,
and not the only ridiculous thing. For your phone, though, when it comes to that, David Pogue from Yahoo Tech last year wrote about the Pop Dongle, that releases the scent of buttery popcorn.
Oh.
A popcorn company, Pop Secret.
Now, that is mean. That's just mean. You know how when someone pops popcorn at work in the microwave, and then the smell just goes through the building?
Absolutely.
And it makes you hungry, and you want to find, and you're searching out the person with the popcorn.
Yeah. Again, why would you just want the smell?
I mean, yeah, you could get smells of... From bacon, they have bacon candles, I'm sure. Like you said, they have a spray. I'm sure you can buy it just in a spray can.
Right.
Yeah, this is...
David Pogue did say that he tried the pop dongle, and the popcorn smell made him queasy. Because it didn't
Not
smell
quite.
Like... No. he said, you know what it smelled like? Somebody trying to get the popcorn smell out of a phone.
Missed it by that much. Oh.
And then while I'm talking about this sort of high-tech stuff, I read another piece this week about, I guess you'd call them nanny gadgets. Oral-B. You know, they make the toothbrushes?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever bought a toothbrush independently, by the way. I just wait until I go to the dentist every 6 months and get the cleaning, and she gives me the free toothbrush there. How much will that be? Just give me the toothbrush. I pay my $10 copay. The insurance takes care of it. I get a free toothbrush.
And the little tiny
travel.
That's
how my mind works. Free! It's free! No, it's not free. But
you get a little tiny travel toothpaste, too?
Occasionally, yeah. Oral-B has come out with a new smart toothbrush that is Bluetooth-enabled. Will feed information, data, to an app in your smartphone with real-time feedback on your oral hygiene skills. What?
That's not good.
How many times you brush?
Yes.
How many strokes?
Yes. You went back and forth, and you're supposed to go up and down, or in circles, or whatever it is. You didn't do the inside of your bicuspids.
Huh.
Is it waterproof?
I assume.
It has to be.
Yeah, because I don't know what minority I'm in, but I'm one that brushes my teeth in the shower.
Or you get one. You get one use. You get one use, and then you're going to buy a new one if it's not waterproof.
Well, they do have another one, the Oral-B Electrocute You toothbrush.
Oh, there you go.
That's what you'll use in the shower. You get in there. But look how bright my smile is. Everybody at the funeral home would go over and say, look at Ian's face.
Oh.
His teeth are so white.
That is so odd that a funeral home would have him smiling.
Yeah. We tried to remove it.
Oh, you know what? Let's be honest. The whole funeral home trying to make the person look like they're smiling thing. I've been to a couple of funerals. In fact, I was at one just a few months ago out near Columbia.
They tried somehow to turn the lips upward?
Into a smile?
The corners of the lips, you know. Well, you don't want them to look mean.
No.
And so they kind of turned it up. It wasn't natural.
No.
Particularly if you knew the person while they were sick. And then you went there and it's like they're healthy again. It's just... I mean, I have a certain amount of respect for the people who do that because that fits into the category of I'm glad we have people who do that.
Right.
I would never want to do that job. I couldn't deal with that every day. Somebody has to do it. I'm glad that there are people who do that and do it well.
And that's an occupation that you would think that would not have problems. You know, there wouldn't be a lot of layoffs or anything like that.
No, it's usually family, passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
Certainly a business that's not going away.
No.
Funeral home business. We're all going to die. It's one absolute certainty in the world. We're not always going to buy popcorn dongles.
Baby and funerals. The perfect business is to be in. There will always be business.
Last year, there was a fork that would, it was electronic, it would vibrate if you ate too fast.
I remember that. I remember hearing about that.
There's another thing called the, my phone just... locked up on me, of course. This is
I smell it.
About this one.
I smell it locking up.
There was another thing called the Lumo, which offers a belt-like contraption that zings you into straightening your spine. It has a clip-on device that prods you to bring your shoulders back and lift your head. Like when your mom always told you, stand up straight. This thing, I guess it zaps you.
What if you have scoliosis?
then you should not buy this thing.
No.
That would be the worst birthday present in the world. Yeah. Here you go, Denise.
A limo.
I hope this helps you stand up straighter.
It's a limo. What does it do? Just use it.
Be the same sound effect as you brushing your teeth in the morning. Ah! My back is killing me! Then there's another one. Oh, my! I can't believe this in this article. There is a company that is selling fitness socks that try to straighten out your run. So if your feet aren't necessarily going straight, they feed the information to an app, and you can review your running gait later on.
Might just look down at your feet.
This completes today's list of apps no one will buy. By the way, that pop secret popcorn thing, they sold a total of three.
People, I see the same thing in this bacon one.
People real, yeah. Well, the bacon one, I don't know. The bacon craze may still be going on despite your protestations. Let's go to the phones here. Scott, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, actually, those jobs in the mortuary, you're right. They're not that easy to get because, you know, after all, there is a lot of stiff competition.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, boy. Drum roll.
Yeah, but
people are just dying to get in.
The customers are dying to get in.
Hello.
Yeah, you know.
Hello.
You know,
okay, have you been paying attention?
You know,
no.
That's later on. You know, I went into a funeral home last year. You know how many people were dead in there? All of them. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Scott. Brian, see Carney do that.
Yeah.
Brian, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, Paul. I wonder if they'd be selling those apps at Bacon Fest this year, but my question was, is it going to have to be a refill for the Puffs of Smoke for the app? You know, what if it runs out? I'm sure that at some point it's got to run out.
I'm sure that they make you buy another one. It's like a razor and razor blades, but this time it's the bacon and the app.
Exactly. Just never ends.
Right.
They'll be addicted to the scent. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? They have the vapor cigarettes. Pian and I have the vapor cigarettes.
The vape twins.
But I wonder, because they have all these flavors now, mm-hmm. I wonder if they have bacon.
Oh, I can guarantee they do. I don't know for a fact.
I don't know either.
I guarantee they do.
I have watermelon and berry. Waterberry.
I'm setting the over-under at 90 seconds before somebody calls and tells us the answer is yes. Gary, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, I have a nephew that's been accepted to medical school, and what he's been doing, my brother calls me and tells me that what he's doing to make a little extra money, working at a medical, some sort of medical facility, he cuts the legs off of cadavers to prepare them for surgeries, for experimental knee surgeries and things like that. So, glad we have them, but what I would want to do.
Yeah, they just send the leg, I guess, to the...
I suppose.
So that's an entry-level medical school thing?
Well, he's not in medical school yet. He's doing that kind of on the side.
Like an internship?
That's a hobby. He's hoping to get into medical school, but in the meantime, he's cutting legs off cadavers.
So he can put it on his resume?
Well, I imagine he will, yeah. And I asked my brother what he used, and he said, well, it's kind of like a Sawzall type thing.
Wow. Again, you want your orthopedic surgeon to have practiced on knees before they got to live knees, and certainly as much as possible before they got to your knee. So
that's exactly what he's planning on being, as an orthopedic surgeon. So he said he's learning a lot.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Gary, thanks.
Uh-huh.
As a person who has had knee problems in the last couple of years, I'm really glad that somebody does that job, too. Kathy, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, they do have bacon juice, e-juice.
Bacon juice go, for their camera, or for the cameras,
for the cameras.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know where for the cigarettes. I have no idea why it's a camera.
Are you putting Jack Daniels in your vape?
I may have.
Don't do that.
Do they have Jack Daniels too?
What other foods do they have, Kathy?
Dill pickle, blueberry waffle. Pretty much anything you can think of, they are trying to make.
Dill pickle? I don't think that would be good.
Oh, people love those dill-flavored chips.
Yeah. I like dill pickles, and I like, I don't know if I'd like that.
You know, we were making fun of the bacon app, but if you can sell bacon juice for vapes, I'm sure that, you know, there's somebody out there right now. in the pickle world, the people at Vlasic have got to be working on an app. You know, everybody, Hershey's and Nestle have got to be working on chocolate apps.
Get your Vlasic app.
They said that the dip pickle is better than the bacon.
Okay. Have you tried?
I've known some people that have tried both.
Oh.
And they said the dill pickle was definitely better than the bacon.
All right, Kathy, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. See, all of these, I really think this is a real trouble area, a growth area for trouble, the vapes. Because I see you guys sucking on them now. I'm glad you're off cigarettes, but I've talked about this. This is the third Friday in a row I've talked about it because you guys have been on it like 3 weeks or so. But with all that expansion of that stuff and all those flavors in there, it's, you know, it's took us a long time to get over the smoking is cool thing, and now we're into the trading. Well, I have waffles. What do you have? I have maple syrup. Let's swap.
Exactly. Vapes. We're vaping.
3:29. Let's take a break here before I copy the rest of the Carney show here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland, Timmy.
That's pretty good. Hey, right now we've got Tesson Ferry south of Suisun Hills. It's at Walden Ridge that shut down due to a collision there. Also on westbound 44 between Broadway and Washington, you've got stop and go traffic, and I believe it's previously Highway 70 through the depressed section. I believe that's a lot of traffic coming in for the basketball game. Westbound 70 is slow a little bit after Hanley due to a stalled vehicle. Everything else is just volume starting. And this traffic report brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids? Try Preparation H. Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes. Then, longer-lasting maximum strength cream. At Walmart, use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tornado season is about to begin. When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
France, 1793. While Augustin Dupré was awaiting execution by guillotine, he took from his pocket a prized possession, an angel coin. He rubbed it for good luck and said a prayer. At that very moment, a sudden lightning storm frightened the crowd and the execution was postponed. Dupré was later pardoned and attributed his miraculous survival to the angel coin. For centuries, angel coins have been the center of countless good luck stories. And now good luck is yours. In a world first, Government.com is releasing magnificent 1 ounce pure silver angel coins at an historic low and surprisingly affordable price. These dazzling silver angel coins are only available on a first-come, first-served basis, so call immediately. 1-800-600-2804. These 2014 angels are legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver, minted in London, England. They magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-2804. 1-800-600-2804.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
The latest Wall Street Journal NBC poll says that Americans have concerns about our economic future. As a retiree or near retiree, these are not words that you want to hear. It's more important than ever to have a financial advisor who is as committed to your success as you are. I'm Ken Heise. Call us now at 314-909-1116 and ask about the Heise Advisory Group no obligation consultation. The financial world can change fast and have a lasting impact on your future. We take our responsibility seriously and do everything we can to protect our clients from surprises in the market. Call us and we'll do our best to prepare you from whatever the world brings. The number to call is 314-909-1116. We might feel like we don't have control over Washington, but we can take control over our financial future. So call me now at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. At HYSE Advisory Group, you'll get a simple path toward financial security.
Ken HYSE is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori HYSE is a licensed insurance representative.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-300-4147. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-4147. 1-800-300-4147.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
At Advance Auto Parts, saving big and getting your parts in a snap is your advance advantage. Right now, when you buy Moog steering and suspension products, you'll get up to $50 back by mail-in rebate. Plus, when you order parts online, we'll have your order ready to pick up in-store within 30 minutes. 30 minutes or less? That's the dictionary definition of a snap. Only at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
Mail-in rebate void where prohibited. See store for details.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a third rack. See it at Best Buy today or visit bestbuy.com/Bosch.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Later on, Joe Hipperson will join us to talk about movies. Remember during the Super Bowl, one of the commercials that ran during the Super Bowl that everybody was talking about was the new Radio Shack commercial? Radio Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to the 80s.
Yes.
Popular icons of the 80s.
Alf and Mary Lou Retton and Hulk Hogan and couple of others. This week, Radio Shack announced that they're going back to having fewer stores.
Yeah, that didn't work very well, I guess.
Closing up 1,100 stores. They had 5,200, so they're still going to have a little more than 4,000 stores, which sounds like a lot. But I remember a couple of years ago when they tried to rebrand themselves as The Shack.
Yeah, that was, I thought that was stupid.
Like it was going to be a cool thing that millennials will want to hang out.
Yeah, I didn't even get
Shack.
where the direction was with that. Besides changing the name, what else is going to be different inside there?
Here's the problem that Radio Shack has. There are several problems. One is that their stores are always so small. You know, they're in a strip mall. They can't possibly compete with a Best Buy, which are huge stores and have, you know, 1,000 times the electronics and everything else. The other thing is, I think for most people, Radio Shack serves one purpose, and it's you go there when you need batteries. And that's about it.
Yeah, or some sort of odd electronic device that you can't find somewhere.
Well, that's what I have used them for.
A cord.
I've got a studio in my home that I use to do radio from, not this show, but other shows, and record things and all that stuff. And there are times when I'll say, oh, geez, I need a stereo 1/8 male to a quarter, and you know, whatever it is. And where do you go for that? That's the place, because they have those plastic bags hanging from the hooks in there that have every combination that's ever been made. And if they don't, they've got them that end in either alligator clips or bare wires.
Yeah.
And you can then put two together and make your own for whatever it is. And by the way, that's a valuable resource.
Yes.
For a tiny percentage of people, you cannot make money off of selling batteries and wires for electronics.
Yeah.
That is not a growth business. So they tried their own cell phone, not their own cell phone line, but they tried to be the cell phone store for a while.
Right.
And I whenever I would go in there for batteries or cables, I would see that they had cell phones and satellite TV. And then have you ever been in a Radio Shack? Think back. Have you ever been in a Radio Shack where there was more than one other customer in the store?
No, not in 15 years.
So,
you know what? I haven't either. When you think about it, yeah, it's like there's the person behind the counter and he says, can I help you find anything?
Yeah. I mean, the eighth inch, quarter inch thing. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. It's around the corner right there on the wall. And then there's one other person looking at phones or looking at something else.
Or waiting to talk to that guy to get batteries.
Yeah.
And they used to be in.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we talked about this with Frank. Frank loves Radio Shack. He's one that loves going there and goes there as much as he can.
For what?
Well, he's one that has 400 batteries at home, though. I mean, of every kind. He always says he likes having a big supply of batteries. Just, you never know when you need batteries.
We also have AA's and AAA's, which are the only batteries you'll ever need. Occasionally, a 9-volt runs out every 3 years. But we've got a drawer that has... But you know what? I get them at the grocery store in a pack near the cash register.
Yeah. Oh, he buys them in bulk. He buys those, you know, big bricks that they have. I think maybe only Radio Shack carries the, you know, that many in
it's like 20,000 batteries or something.
And he's a radio, remote control freak too.
Oh yeah,
he loves all that stuff. But yeah, I remember when they used to be in malls, and I don't think they are anymore.
I don't know. Well, some of their 4,000 stores must be.
Yeah.
They're certainly in strip malls. I want to play for you a song that was done in 1989. I remembered this when I heard the story about Radio Shack. I remembered this from an old Dr. Demento radio show.
Oh, I love Dr. Demento. And South County Mall has a Radio Shack in it.
Okay.
Oh,
so they still.
Yeah.
Thank you for the information.
Yes.
This is a group called Guns and Moses.
A red sign inside of the mall that says electronic store. It's the
Radio Shack. Radio Shack, yeah. I'm running down my Radio Shack batteries. Can't use my calculator or even worse, my vibrator.
I got me a computer. It's as big as a hard at a Radio Shack sale. I don't got a life. I don't got a lady. I'm a dork. My best friend's a TRS-80.
The Radio Shack is a nerdy little place where tweens can blow their fuses. Radio Shack, baby. Radio Shack, radio.
Flip on tie.
Radio Shack, radio.
And tweeters, 10 voltage meters. Join the battery club at Radio Shack.
When you don't need a girl, got a metal detector. You don't need a condom, got a pocket protector.
My power is dropping, but I can go shopping, cause the new catalog came in today.
Guns and Moses, they call themselves, did that, that Love Shack parody from the B-52s. I was thinking while they were talking about computers in there, I never had a TRS-80, But my first computer was a Tandy. That was the parent company of Radio Shack, a Tandy 1000. And we're talking 1986, before the internet had graphics and all that sort of stuff, a monochrome screen with nothing but text on the screen. The reason I bought it was because, being in this business, I figured, well, you know, I may be moving from town to town, and I'm hoping to have this computer for several years. And if I need to move somewhere, at least I know that every place I go, there's going to be a Radio Shack. And I'm going to be able to go get parts for this or have it repaired or whatever it is. And I had that computer probably for 3 or 4 years, and did actually during that time move once in my radio career. And there was a Radio Shack there, and I could go in and ask the guy about that sort of stuff, which in the mid-80s was a big deal because you couldn't buy computers in a lot of other places. One of the few places that had it. But try to sell somebody a Tandy computer now. Good luck with that. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. Jim, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
You know, Radio Shack, well, it's a big name, but I think if they do modify their image a little bit, because I don't know if I can say the name of a business that is kind of filled the niche. It's a franchise, Batteries Plus, and now they've added Batteries Plus bulbs.
Yep.
Okay, that they are a growing franchise, and not only is that concept growing through them, but also, if you're familiar with a car battery called Interstate, great big name, right?
Yep.
They're getting in that now, Batteries Plus. Interstate is doing the same thing.
So Radio Shack can't possibly exist in a world where there's Best Buy on one side selling all the electronics goods, and a company like Batteries Plus that's attacking from the other side.
Well, I think you're right there. I think that they've lost their niche on the electronics, and if they focus more on the batteries, I would think they could blow those guys out of the water, personally, because there's so many of them and it's such a name recognition, but maybe any more people don't think of them as that. I don't know what they think of Radio Shack as anymore. Like you, I haven't been in one for a while. The last time I went in, I was actually looking for a little electronic part, and you can't buy them in there anymore. You have to go to a place like Gateway Electronics here in over in West County.
Yeah.
So it's a tough niche they're trying to find a home in, and I don't know where they're going to end up, but
They're in some serious, serious trouble now, Jim. I'm glad you called. The only way that they could really build business up big time would be if they could create a huge demand in America for people who needed a stereo to mono conversion cable.
Yes.
That's really the only way I can see it. The other thing I remember about Radio Shack stores for years was, and this is going back a lot of years, they used to have the tube tester.
Oh, yeah.
In the days when TVs actually had tubes in them.
I remember that.
And the tubes would go out, not the big TV, not the picture tube, but the other little tubes in that and in other electronics.
Yep.
It would go out, and it would be like having to go replace a fuse in your house. You'd have to open up the thing, unscrew that that tube, then you would take it to a Radio Shack, and they had to think, oh, yes, it's definitely burned out. And we have a new one right over here. That guy always knew where the tubes were. And by the way, while you're here, you need batteries? Same thing. Colin Jeffries come in from the KTRS newsroom with an Amber Alert.
Yeah, and this is issued for Bolivar, Missouri, so quite a ways away. That's about 30 miles north of Springfield, but we should let people know. You never know if they're listening on their app or something. Jaden Hansen, he's a 3-year-old black male. Police say he was taken from his mother by Jamil Hansen, but used force, I guess, to take him. Jamil's a 29-year-old black man, around 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing just over 200 pounds. He was last seen driving in a Hyundai passenger car. It's got tinted windows, and it has a license plate, CJ7D0K. Any information, you can just call 911 if you see that. But again, a 3-year-old boy missing, taken from his mother. And we'll have the information and pictures as well at KTRS.com.
All right. Thank you, Colin. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. Dusty, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, that sounds wonderful on a blue sky day like this.
Yeah.
How the Radio Shack conversation morphed into battery conversation, a little unknown fact or superfluous information. If you ever need AA batteries, you know them, the 6-volt lantern batteries with the springs on top of them?
No.
The big square ones?
No.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
There's 50 AA batteries inside there. That's where they get their power charge.
Oh, okay.
You peel the top off it and dump the batteries out, and you got all the AA batteries you never want for a, I don't know, for a week.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for the tip, Dusty.
Just thought I'd give you some superfluous information on a pretty day.
That definitely qualified.
Yes, sir. Take care, boy.
Thank you for calling. While we're talking about stuff related to technical things, I wanted to bring this up because I read this today. I actually asked Jose Hernandez to come in and explain this, but he's busy this afternoon and couldn't. So I'll ask the world's most intelligent radio audience to explain this, because a friend of mine who lives in Philadelphia sent me this report. It's from a local Philadelphia TV station. It's about something called ransomware. The story says a malicious virus is infecting people's computers, and it has seasoned technical experts and even federal authorities scratching their heads. The virus holds your computer and everything on it hostage until you pay ransom. Now, I've heard of malware that can get on your computer, or viruses that can get in there, usually because you've clicked on an attachment to an email or some bogus website or something, and it ends up screwing with your computer. There's a couple of things in this story that really bug me in the way it's told. And instead of playing the audio, I just wanted to read this to you, because otherwise I'd be stopping the audio every 2 seconds. In the printed version of this story, it says, Action News captured a message from one Bucks County woman's computer. No, Action News didn't do that. Nydia Hahn, who's the reporter, she's the one who got this message. But here's the thing about it. The woman in the story, Judith called Action News right after she turned on her computer and saw the message. Really? Would that be your first thought? Oh, my computer screwed up. I better call a TV station.
No.
They'll always know what to do over there at Action News.
I usually call Jose Hernandez.
And then it says, the message was, here's the date and time that you have to go by and get a Green Dot Money Pack card, whatever that is, and then bring $400 worth of cash with you to get that card, and then we will unlock your computer. So you have to pay them ransom to get your computer opened up again to get in there. This sounds to me like one of those scams that is out there, and nobody checked out on Snopes.com.
Yeah.
But in this story, here's the other thing about this story that drives me crazy. I'm going to read this next line to you verbatim. Judith's computer machine had become infected with a virus known as ransomware.
Ooh, Josh said he knows about that
computer machine.
That software. Yeah.
When you see computer machine, here's what that makes me think of. You got a computer, and it came with directions that were printed on a piece of paper that were translated from some other language. Very, very, very badly. What's going on with the computer machine? I want to get onto the interwebs and talk on the tubes. Josh, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, guys. That ransomware, there's been one real common one around for a couple months now. It's been known that it's hit a couple law firms, police departments. And what it does, when you get infected by this piece of, it's more or less a virus. But when you get infected by it, the first thing it does is it goes out and it encrypts every file on your hard drive, and with a key that is only held by the person who created the ransom software.
Yeah.
And the only way to unencrypt those files and more or less save your files is to pay that company or that person
right.
the ransom. And historically, over the last couple of months, it's been roughly anywhere from $500 to $700, and the form of payment that the one that I'm speaking of takes is Bitcoin, which is a non-currency, internet currency kind of thing.
Yeah, virtual currency.
And it's virtually untraceable. So you send it off, and there's no real way to track who's receiving those funds.
Yeah.
And the real kicker about this one ransomware is you only have, I think, 3 days to pay the ransom. Otherwise, your machine, the key that is encrypted your machine, is deleted, and it's, those files are forever encrypted, and you can't get them back.
That's what the story says. You have 72 hours to act, and it costs anywhere from $400 to $700, just like you said.
Right.
And one woman said, you know, she did pay the ransom, and she says, the minute that I put the money in there and I hit send the money, the files started getting decrypted so that she could access them again.
Wow.
there's been some stories go around, and I'm thinking there was a police department or a law firm in Columbia, Missouri that actually caught this, and they had to pay for a few machines to be unencrypted. And all the security professionals out on the web, there's no real way to unencrypt it yourself. So the only answer recently has been, if you want your files, you pay the ransom.
Here's my question, though. What's to keep these people from coming back to you in a month or a year and going, time to pay us again?
Sure, yeah, there could be another backdoor. And, you know, this kind of speaks to the whole having an online backup of your files so that, you know, if something like this does happen, at least your important files are kept off-site, you know, either with, like, CrashPlan or Carbonite, something like that, to where you have your important stuff somewhere else. Okay, screw the machine. I'll buy a new computer for $400. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what if you're just running like a good antivirus software, and you know you listen to Jose and you use that malware
right.
software that he talks about? Would those sort of things prevent this from happening?
Not those. I think 99.9% of the top antiviral software solutions have not caught this in the wild yet.
Wow.
So yeah, there really isn't the best protection is to use your brain when you're on the internet, which I know a lot of people have problems with.
Yeah, because somebody has to open something or get this virus somehow.
Right.
But I will tell you about this because I was a victim of something like this maybe about 6 or 7 years ago. I had gone to dinner in Clayton to a great restaurant there with my wife, and ran into George Norrie, who I've been friends with George since the days when we both worked here full time. And so he and I talked, and the next day I get an email from George Norrie, and it says, thought you'd like to see this. Well, people send me, you know, especially in those days, people were sending me all sorts of stuff all the time to talk about on a daily radio show. And so thought you'd like to see this, and there was a link, and I thought, okay, it's a link to a news story that he wants me to see, that he forgot to mention to me last night, or after seeing me, it reminded him. So I clicked on it, and within a half a second,
you knew.
I was screwed. My hard drive was completely locked up, and I couldn't get anything. It wasn't this ransomware, but that, you know, I consider myself fairly savvy about using the internet. But again, here it's from, obviously, his email had been hacked by somebody who had evil on their mind and was trying to do some damage. But I don't know that when I get it. I just think it's from a friend of mine, and I click on it.
It was just coincidence that you, wow.
I just happened to have seen him the night before, and that sort of stuff can happen, even if you're running all that software.
The scary thing about this ransomware, this one particular one, now there's been copycats out there that are starting to pop up. So it's not just one particular version of it. There are starting to be other versions out there that are showing up in the wild and infecting machines. So, you know, the best protection is having some sort of online backup utility like Carbonite or CrashPlan.
Yeah, but even in that case, how do you get your computer back to then download the stuff from the cloud?
Yeah, at that point, you would have to say, I'm either going to pay $400 to get my files back, or I'm going to go pay $400 or $500 to buy a new PC and then restore from CrashPlan or Carbonite.
Could you go to, like, some local computer IT place, and there are a bunch of those around, and say, look, this is locked up my computer. Can you just
wipe
this whole thing clean and reinstall an operating system for me, and I'll start from scratch?
You probably could, but the hours, you know, you're figuring probably $100 an hour to pay somebody to do that.
Yeah.
And they're going to spend a couple hours to do that.
Yeah.
Buy a new machine would be my answer.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Josh, I really appreciate the information.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Thank you very much. More proof that all I have to do is ask a question and the world's most intelligent audience will provide the answer. Here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to see how the highways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they're still working with that accident. It's southbound 21 before Merrimack Bottom at Walden Ridge. It looks like it's affecting the southbound lanes. Northbound lanes just slow getting through. Other than that, we just see slow traffic now on westbound 40, west of the Science Center through McCausland. You're heavy from Ballas out through Mason, and then the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 still looking pretty good. Eastbound 270 just getting some volume now around Lindbergh and 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Print directly from your phone or tablet with the Print Hammermill app, a $12.95 value that you can get for free. Get the Print Hammermill app and feel free to print. Available at the App Store or Google Play. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News,